My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
But these little bit-ass bird those. What a bird.
We don't hear anything.
Yeah, now we hear it. All right, Gunwash news time. A little bit late on the cans, but we're okay. We have a full house this evening, and of course, we are very, very, very happy for all of you to be tuning in. Splivington in the next room, but many, many people, including the one Rectech in the house.
Rectech!
Gunwash this evening. It is Thursday night. Let's get ready. Coming at you next, baby.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Divorced and living large.
Yeah, and that's what it is. And thank you, everyone, of course, for tuning in to Gunwash. I can hear you guys just clicking and clicking away and tuning into our live podcast. For those of you who don't know, it is a full, more than full house tonight. We have the one
Rectech. I can't even walk.
Yeah, and you know, listen, Mondo.
Talk to me.
We have the one Rectech, the Rectech technician. Of course, we're blessed, of course, when we have him in house.
Look at him.
In studio. He has brought... Mondo, he has brought actual modular square wave oscillators.
Are they plugged in?
They're plugged in. I have to say, however, that there's so much sound stuff plugged in now that we may have to do a little bit of.
How come you're not wearing gloves, right?
Ad libbing, yeah. Well, it was. Sorry that we weren't here on Thanksgiving, but as you know, that's a holiday. We usually take off at Heritage, and we're not here. But we're back in full force. We do have, as I said, Rectech and the one Mr. Webb, the nurse, and Justin Stroker in studio tonight.
And Spliffington.
And Spliffington as usual, but we already know that.
What? What just happened?
I'm almost confused at this point. I don't know. There's so much on the outline and so little time.
So many capital letters.
Did you catch this, though?
Catch what?
Divorced and living large.
Yeah, so the whole thing was, the thing that got me kind of slowed up in the beginning of the show was that Rectech was actually here with his dad, and we saw him eating food at the table with his dad, and then I wasn't gonna say anything, but my dad's here tonight, too. At Roberta's, it's like the strangest thing. So, I don't know. We might hear from... I don't know. Maybe my dad will come.
My dad was going to come, too, but he bailed,
and imagine,
as usual.
Imagine if only he did. Well, listen, we've got a lot to talk about. I want to touch on Thanksgiving. I want to touch on our special Gunwash Christmas album that is going to drop for this holiday season.
What's it called?
It is called Cock God. Brah. So if anyone needs to know why I saved that name... Now we know. Come on, stop, Spliff. Come on,
Spliff,
I don't like
is
that.
Like nodding
no,
so hard.
He understands that he that it's okay. And listen, we will be back in just a few moments. You know, live call-ins are 718-497-2128, and you can find us on gunwash.com. Jack Inslee is at the boards, happy. Just ended a great, great show with Mr. Nick Vessa. Wonderful full service. I was there putting up Christmas decorations because we're going to shoot the cover of our Christmas album, which has a name that I won't repeat again.
Because Jeremy doesn't like it.
And that's the reason that I won't say it again, because Jeremy gets, you know, uncomfortable or what have you. And there's plenty more to come when we get back. So, Splivington, if you'd like to pull up music, please do so. We greatly love it. You're on Gunwash. Coming at you, baby.
Con mucho sabor. Los tambores ya retumban y tú empiezas a vibrar. Tu maniática de cumbia y el rockero de verdad. Te vacilas con los pirlos, pero él no quiere bailar. Él prefiere Michael Jackson, pues el rol le hace gozar.
Armando takes on Spain. Welcome to Siesta.
Not soca season, but some, for some reason I feel as though, well, it's not soca, it's merengue or whatever.
What is it?
Yeah, what is it? I don't know. Hispanic music.
It's cumbia.
Yeah, whatever the fuck, I don't know. That's it? All right. Okay, okay, all right, all right, all right. And welcome to Gunwa. That's right, it is Gunwa, and that was the one Herbert Splittington, and of course, we're happy to hear from him finally.
That was a good track.
Yes, yes, very much so. And we do have the one Rec Tech, the Rec Technician, in-house, and he is playing some modular square wave stuff. Very, very important as we don't get to experiment with sound as much as we used to because things are, you know, on and off with us. Yeah. But I'm happy to see you, Armando, after Thanksgiving. I heard you did some traveling. Where did you go?
Went to Washington, D.C.
Oh, you went to Washington. Everyone went to Washington, D.C.
I know. We don't communicate too well because I heard like three of our other friends went to Washington.
A ton of people did,
I'm like,
yes.
What the fuck?
Yes, many, many people did.
Our nation's capital.
You know, it's interesting. It is our nation's capital, Rectech. Where did you go for Thanksgiving?
Where did I go for Thanksgiving?
Or did you? Yeah, did you go anywhere?
I got my food stamp card out, and I got some cranberries, and I stayed at a home.
Excellent, and you made a nice little meal for yourself. Or
that's
something
right.
Like that.
You didn't watch the parade.
Me and Erica, we did not watch the parade. No, we
Erica!
Watched a film. That's right, Erica.
Get out of here! Right. Get out of here!
Laser drop for Erica.
Get out of here!
Jesus, can we turn the monitors down on that? No, never.
No, no monitors.
Well, listen, I...
Can you play Christmas music on that thing? I'll try.
I have put on a substantial amount of weight, and it's unbelievable.
Bulking. So, you're in a bulk
I have, like, the, I have, like, it's like, it's almost like, you know, like when meat hangs from a... It's like a hanging
hook?
Meat. Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I got, like, it's like a holiday meat pack.
Yeah.
You should try purging.
When I saw you, I was like, is that a tannery? Oh, no, it's Aaron.
It's Aaron, right. It's Aaron-y. Yeah. Aaron. Yeah. And I said, you know, do you ever get sandwiches? Like, do you ever get sandwiches from the deli?
Me? No,
never.
I don't eat bread.
No.
I always do.
Yeah. I will say that, like, you know, I only really get a sandwich from the deli, like, you know, like once a fiscal quarter. And if I do, because I was talking to Evan Schickel, former producer on Gunwash, who still hangs out. Oh, no. Max Bone!
Bum, bum, bum.
Max Bone is here in the fucking studio! Mr. Webb took a sip of my beer. Can I have a sip of that, too? We can share it?
Of course.
Okay, great. Excellent. For those of you who don't know,
Matt is an audio terrorist. I don't even know how to turn that. There's no way to turn it down.
Matt, the rec technician.
He infiltrated all the audio cables.
It's over.
All at once.
It's over. We don't have a chance. Yeah. Actually,
place is burning down.
And Splivington is actually.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Splivington's not in here. So I don't even know what's going on as far as music. It's
terrifying.
All, whatever. And
he just plays Spanish music.
Yeah, and I'm sharing a beer with a guy that just came from a hospital who knows
how do
he
I
has
tame
Ebola,
the beast? How do I tame the beast?
All the audio cables.
It's over. Over.
Oh,
it's over.
The place is burning down.
And Splivington is actually.
Oh my God, Jesus.
Splivington's not in here. So. We got like five dads here.
Hella dads.
Yo,
hella dads.
And I saw Splivington. I saw Nat eating with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I says to myself, listen, I don't want to interrupt their dinner. Because how nice is this that they're eating at Roberta's?
That's like my annual time.
My dad was like, Roberts! He's like, Roberts! You gonna go to Roberts? I'm like, yeah, I'm at Roberts right now. I seen Rectech and his father at the one Roberts,
mm-hmm.
and they're eating pizza, of course, obviously. Because
they're eating paisa.
They're eating paisa. And I says, listen, I don't want to ruin, you know, the. Because how often do you have dinner with your dad, Rec?
Like literally once a year.
Yeah, once a year. I see my dad once a year.
Yeah.
When I see my dad. Things have changed in his body.
Right.
Right? Am I right?
Yes.
So, it makes me a little upset, but I think, you know, seeing you with your dad helped me a little bit with that.
I'm glad to help.
Yeah, I have to say.
I'm glad to help.
I was going to bring my dad in, but I...
Divorced and living large.
My dad came in today to see the studio, and Jack and Odetta were just like, how are you doing? And he's like, divorced and living large. Like, why? Why? I don't understand.
Living large.
And he sounds like me, too, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, he kind of does.
If you were living more large and you were divorced.
I'm not living large enough and I'm not divorced.
Right.
And then one day I will.
Work on that, dog. Work on that.
Well, thank you, Nat, for coming. I know it's not often you get to, but
it's
I know on...
A young Mike Edison.
On behalf of myself and Armando, we're blessed, of course, to have you. And, of course, Mr. Webb is here again for the second time in less than a year, which is, you know, we don't always have guests on twice a year,
thanks,
but this
thanks,
is an important one. And I heard, actually, that you just got off work recently. You were at the hospital working.
Yeah, I served the servants all day today and came... to close the evening with you guys.
Okay, so you might even be like tired and worn out, but you have come to Gunwash to close out your evening, and who knows, it might be for the best. And
yeah,
you're still at hospital.
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, we are still there.
You're still there. And Mr. Justin Stroker, our friend who was also in studio, has
we'll edit
actually
that out.
He's become a nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
congratulations to Big Stroker.
Congratulations passing, to Stroker, the man who was once our guest as a fluffer, is now a nurse. He's
woo!
Now a true, real nurse here on Gunwash as the oscillators play.
And employed.
And employed. Are you employed? Are you at Web?
Nope.
No, where
okay,
are you?
Hey, Aaron. Can't say that.
Why
keep,
not?
We're trying to keep all the particulars off.
First
here.
Thing this guy said when he came on Gunwash is, I cannot disclose.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
So now, enjoy, good. Live listeners.
What can I say and
mad
what can I not
disclosure.
Say?
Disclosure. So much disclosure.
No location.
No location specified.
No location.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, listen, we've got a lot in store. I see on...
Trumbull
like,
Rush.
We're supposed to... Exactly. We're supposed to talk about... Oh, you know... We got these emails from Kenny Basil. I happen to think that this guy Kenny Basil has got to be like Max Boat or something
no.
like that. Yeah, I think he probably
No, he's
did.
Really not, dude.
Do you think he's a real guy? You know, we don't
I think he's friends with him with Jack on Facebook.
You know, we don't actually do like mail time around here where we like read the emails because like usually the emails we get are like dreadfully banal and like, you know, stupid and stuff. But I can't believe like the length of the email that this guy sent to me.
How many times do you think he rewrote?
He sent
actually,
it to me.
Yeah, he didn't send it to me, actually. No one sends anything to me. They sent it to Jack because he's the closest link
no,
to...
No, listen to me. I'll fucking explain. We read his first email. Thank you, Nat. See, Nat, where were you on the bleep when
no,
you said
we...
the hospital name?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Where you got
it. We read his first email, but now there's a new email that came in that...
Right, I understand. And in the first email, he said, I listened to like episode, you know, 72 or something, where I gave out my personal email. Remember, I was like, email me, jackinsley@gmail.com, if you
See,
actually
I
listen to this show.
I don't remember
And then
that.
He's like, I finally listened to this, and yeah, of course I listened. He heard about us on Gawker.
I heard...
He's a cool dude.
listen, I heard he's listening to every episode. I said, how do you got the patience to listen to every episode? I would never listen to every episode. You're crazy out of my mind. Wow. You're crazy.
I know people that heard every episode.
Yeah, and you
really?
Know what?
Yeah.
I thought he was Armando at first.
Aaron.
Because yeah, me and...
No, they're
me.
All actually in the mental hospital right now.
Yeah. And I said, listen, I think maybe it might be Armando because Armando says basil when he's talking about weed and blah, 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 and all this other stuff.
And the and there's a kid named Kenny that I chopped off his finger in the fifth grade.
Yeah, so... Has that with basil and
has that story been told?
The guy.
Nah, it's, you know, those things for like...
We'll go beep
life.
This one out too, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So do we read... hey, Jack, I have a question to ask. Do we read the email or is that weird if
no,
we do
no, don't need to read the email.
Okay,
no,
fair
we just, you know...
But, like, we appreciate
thanks,
that.
Right?
Yeah, thank you, man. Big ups, big ups.
Big ups
but
to Kenny
we should
basil.
Probably announce, you know, the show.
Yes,
the
there's
show.
A lot of stuff coming up. And, you know, for listeners out there, if it's your first time... I have to say something, by the way. If it is your first time listening, stop... immediately, and go back to episode one. You have to go through the entire thing to understand. And second of all,
caller. It's like Lord of the Rings.
Caller on the line, hello. Who is this? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Kenny Basil. I call from Brighton Beach.
Yeah. Excellent. So,
I told you it's not me.
The other thing I wanted to say, but that proves nothing, but fine, fair enough. The other thing I wanted to say is that for listeners who have gone through all the episodes and listened, you'll be thankful to know that we do have a Christmas album coming out. We have our first ever Gunwash Christmas album coming out. It is, I would call it an accomplishment. It is a compilation of all the live performances we've had in 2013.
Not all, just a selection.
Just a selection. And Jack and I personally worked on it, and I happen to think it's great. Now, things like, you know, Rectex music, you know, we always play and stuff like that. But people that came on one time...
Kenny Basil.
So anyone, any Kenny Basils out there want to call? We're here all night.
Yo, that's a name for a Gunwash fan, Kenny Basil.
Kenny
all
Basil,
you Kenny Basils out
yo,
there.
All you Kenny Basils out there.
All you Basils.
All right, so the Christmas album that's coming. That's
the
dope.
The Christmas album that's coming. I asked if Jack could maybe demo a few things. I wanted to demo Armando the Contessa.
Oh yeah. That was. Intense.
I find her to be the number one sound as far as ones that we have on the Christmas album. She says, she's like, I know
I
you
just want to tell you know continue the conversation about Captain.
Really
this is a clip
like,
from the Christmas
yeah.
album.
Okay, so Christmas
chicken
album
in front
go.
Of you, nigga.
Yeah,
it's called Cock God.
It was in my apartment.
A rooster,
years ago.
Excuse
yeah.
me, a rooster, a rooster yeah. not a chicken.
Listen, I was in New Orleans and I felt one with the roosters. Every time I saw one, I was like, "That's my brethren."
See, that's our connection because you see,
cock.
No.
It's cock.
I'm just asking.
Excuse me. Oh yeah. He's. I told you he's cunty. I told you he's
got a corn, really.
Excuse me, I told you.
I was gonna say, you know, Jack Inslee likes Tool a lot. Yeah. You like Tool?
Do I like Tool? No, I'd rather this corn be motherfucker.
Alright, there we go.
I don't know all these stupid motherfucking bitches in my fucking face. Get the fuck real! Always gonna show I'm the motherfucking dominatrix bitch. Make you proud, yeah. And what you got to say? Head to toe negligee, bitch. That motherfucking lace.
Yo.
I got the motherfucking cock. Pill to the motherfucking top. You know you motherfucking wanna take my motherfucking clothes off and fucking dip off this pussy, yeah, and I'll jump on that dick. I'll suck that motherfucking clit too if you're a badass bitch.
I never heard that one before.
Wow.
Yo, I never heard anyone say dick bop.
If
you wanna dick bop that pussy. There she is.
It's a catchy tune.
There she is.
All right.
The one.
So that's the Christmas album coming soon.
Special thanks. There she is.
Yep.
The one.
Hey, this is Tony Basil.
Whatever.
Tony.
And there, the one Contessa, whatever it is. Contessa.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, we do have Spliffington coming back in just a minute, I think, and then we'll get to our main guests, Webb, Stroker, and Nat.
And it's
Rectech, the Rec Technician.
It's a real topic tonight.
Yeah.
It is a real topic tonight. It's one that we
I'm gonna stop smiling.
Yeah, there might not be as many
I'll never
smiles.
Never stop smiling. Come on.
Well, no, there may, Jack, what I think Armando means is, like, there may not be as many jovial moments, perhaps in the first segment.
I mean, speak
you never
for yourself.
Know. You never know.
You never know. I'm burping.
Kenny Basil might call back.
Kenny Basil
from the deli sandwiches. All right. Well, listen. You know, you are listening to Gunwash, and we are here every Thursday, 9 p.m. on the Heritage Radio Network. We're proud broadcasters.
What's the number to call?
The number to call is 718-497-2128. And may I ask you, are you a proud broadcaster on the Heritage Radio Network, Armando?
Of course I am.
I am proud, too. And I also want to say that it is your time, listeners, that you can help us. Make better radio.
Awesome.
As coming up this week is Giving Tuesday.
No, that was last week.
That was last week.
Well, it could be every Tuesday.
Oh, man, you tried so hard.
I tried
too.
So hard.
You
well,
tried
no,
so hard. But I mean, okay.
But in a sense, I'm right. In a sense, I am right. And you know you can go to heritageradionetwork.org and always donate. And be sure to understand that your donations are doing nothing but helping me and Jack and Armando and our pals make great radio for you to listen to all the time. And that, honestly, that's the only way that we're going to be able to continue doing the stuff we love to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, Giving Tuesday's over. But
so cough up.
All right, well, show's about heroin, and I guess we'll play some music and come back.
That's the other thing. The show's about heroin. So if Splivington is in the studio, is he or no?
No, we got it. We'll play a new Rectech song. Rec, how's that?
Yeah, I'm down.
Excellent. All right, so listening to Gunwash. Call-ins are 718-497-2128, and we are going to play a Rectech track and be back shortly. Gunwash.com.
Hey, y'all, this is the real Kenny Basil. I would like to say I've listened to every episode of Gunwash, and I feel like the cock god joke has been repeated too much. Hey, come on.
This is Contessa Studo, and I'm lonely, and I need a man, but at the end of the day, I want the Gunwash Radio, so you're listening.
Okay, all right, anyway, you see me rifle, I don't know man, why them, all day, all night, first thing then, them can't be Gaza. Stink, I do that dead dodger, alkaline, if I never see a DJ style, I would have still black, hungry, and mad. Okay, all right, anyway, you see me rifle, I don't know man, why them, all day, all night, first thing then, them can't be Gaza. Stink, I would do that dead dodger, alkaline, if I never see a DJ style, I would have still black, hungry, and mad. When it in bust, no feel like end car for the brand new K, no than no in charge, I me use it, slap out your face with the laughter, so what you wash, boy, go clash with Shibada. Bella Vega rise a key, and we maga, we full head a shot more than seed in a guava. Now see the duck figure polish, no plaster, straight board box with a wreath and a pasta. Anyway, press play for the SK, car batty man gauge, if he gets free, and the mount a shot him get more than runs Chris Gale, I make pan him best day. See me with the alligator, better make way, massacre search, can't find place for get way. Put a hole in a head, make you sit your data, you don't need no bumbo clot x-ray. Cause them boy, they no bad, so none of them boy no bumbo clot bad, so with the K, when me travel, put them under the gravel car, none of them no blood clot bad, so them boy, they no bad, so none of them boy no bumbo clot bad, so with the K, when me travel, your face a unravel pan the gravel, none of them no bad, so Burton fire bacon, pan the skinny bacon, then they fry none of bacon. Man go figure it anyway, they could have open at the church, down in at the station. We no fear imitation, alkaline in a yard, me gun singing on no acorn. Face gone pan the wall, wait, face on, war them gorilla style, you know Vietnam.
Here I said that.
Massacre, you better stay calm. Bust your skull up out more and it take another beer farm. We no take violation. Make shot dig out your face. Land cultivation. Me no play, me no station. Make you float in your blood like a raft with a Haitian. Israel, me get it here from. The iron dog, get the modern day Satan. When the spirit and no pagan. Blood frat up like you shake up a beer can. Them boy, they no bats up. None of them boy, no bumbo clap bats up. With the K, when me travel, put them under the gravel car. None of them no blood.
blood clot bad so. Them boy they no bad so. None of them boy no bumbo clot bad so. With the K when me travel your face and wrap up on the gravel. None of them no bad so. Them boy they no bad so. None of them boy no bumbo clot bad so. With the K when me travel put them under the gravel car. None of them no blood clot bad so. Them boy they no bad so. None of them boy no bumbo clot bad so. With the K when me travel your face and wrap up on the gravel. None of them no bad so.
Hey, don't ever fight. Whole place mad again. Then get me mad again.
You know
me. Whole place mad again.
We got a production, you know.
Then get
what's
me mad again.
Whole place mad again.
Then
know we'll kill like that.
Get me mad again.
You know me. Why I feel dead when gun pop out. Bullets in the head and marrow drop out. Why fire your lips.
Whole place mad again. Then get me mad again.
You know
me. Whole place mad again.
We got a production, you know.
Then get
what's
me mad again.
What's the boy that bullets and start
gas? Whole place mad again.
Then no one will kill like that.
Get me mad again.
You know what? Boy, I feel dead when gun pop out. Bullets in the head and marrow drop out. Boy, for your late gunshot body flatter.
Run with your big fat black full of copper.
Boy, I feel dead when gun pop out. Bullets in the head and marrow drop out. Boy, for your late gunshot body flatter.
Run with your big fat black full of copper.
Batman come free killer just straight gunshot. Vampire blood spill, you know in a long shot. Big bad machine gun gonna down this spot. Boy blood a run when machine gonna step up from.
We all find that.
Now them here with a clap. Study the whole place, know this like a map.
Boy make the news when the camera snap.
Skull boss when the one ya pop. Boy a feel dead when gun pop out. Bullet in a head and marrow drop out. Boy for your late gunshot body flatter.
Run with your big fat black full of copper.
Boy a feel dead when gun pop out. Bullet in a head and marrow drop out. Boy for your late gunshot body flatter.
Run with your big fat black full of copper.
Hold up, we business no louder. Boy get gunshot when Batman roll up. Copper make boy drop and run and fall up. Big informer run up him out so much. Go round up, steal him out, I don't care how much. Take it easy, Batman, no in a no rush. Trigger squeeze, he mean a no fuss.
Boy, you bust like Thomas.
Boy, I feel dead when gun pop out. Bullets in the head and marrow drop out. Boy, violate gunshot body flatter.
Run with your big fat black full of copper.
Boy, I feel dead when gun pop out. Bullets in the head and marrow drop out. Boy, violate gunshot body flatter.
Run with your big fat black full of copper. Gangsta whip. Kill them for little and no, no, yes. Kill them for blasted summer, yes. Squeeze trigger. What about no press? Big machine gun. Tell you none of this.
When you free, me guns them real. One like so you had the cut of steel. Real talks know the four them bombs. But knock will treat your blood. Boy, I feel dead when gun pop out. Bullets in the head and marrow drop out. Boy, for your late gunshot body flatter.
Run with your big fat black full of copper.
Boy, I feel dead when gun pop out. Bullets in the head and marrow drop out. Boy, for your late gunshot body flatter.
Run with your big fat black full of copper.
Bang, bang, Billy bang, bang. Sabini man up on the microphone. Bang, bang, bang. You wanna know my real friend? See Bunty and this him as a gentle. Bang,
bang, bang, Billy bang. I'm listening to Gunwash.
Sabini man up on the microphone. Bang, bang, bang. You wanna know my real friend? See Bunty and this him as a threat to Tristan bout you won't kick him. Rifle recoil not sticking. That little chicken, the eagle fly down and pick him. And no Kentucky fried chicken, no finger licking. One calico shot fat like Heineken. You ever seen a Mac 11 Mackin? Standing up Asian, round up a blast when we clapping. Rifle action, keep fussy face flicking. Head whopping up, brain drop a gong mad mapping. Like acupunch and eagle, my gunshot sticking. When we chop him, them looking through your glass of your coffee. I'm not lightning.
But me not care.
Fussy up your mouth you have.
Me no badder than.
Food you are gone back.
Me no badder than.
Me right for me.
Me no badder than.
When me knock it, you're confused. Am I link you or yours? Me want back me too short. Me no badder than. Low up and talking me don't chat. Hey. And if you violate, you get a fat shot. From out of the fat glock. Shot fit you like a snapback. Wear that like a knapsack. Me gone over 10 cap. Go and ask the top cap. Standpipe, snoop rap. Wrap you like a two-pack. Your check say you're two change. You look and see two mac. Wrong chat. Mash up every link and every contact. Gunshot. Make your jump flap on every banter. You need for no one fuck. It don't take a full clip. It only
okay.
Take one shot. Me kill you with a one.
718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128.
Yeah. Powers. Coming at you, Gunwash.
Thank you, Jack Inslee, and of course the Wayne Livingston.
Out to Max Bode.
Max Bode, a.k.a. Kenny Basil. And, you know, I think it's interesting.
Been here. It can be Kenny Basil.
It's so good to see all you guys here. And listen, Webb has tea with a cinnamon stick and lemons in it.
Ooh, the hottest of toddies.
Gunwash.com. You guys put up with my Contessa and Cock God stuff. Spliffington played Beanie Man. We're all very, very happy. Everything's great. Wonderful. I see Armando here. Webb's next to me. Rectex next to me.
It's like, you know that cartoon Knights of the Zodiac?
No, but it sounds awesome.
It's like all the amongst friends with all this like shining armor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen. As the fumes of the beautiful hot toddy come into my head, I look out and I see my pal. Oh, Max Bode is there. He's a pal. He kind of like acts weird towards me, but
this is Kenny Basil's favorite song, by the way.
Yo, I know Kenny Basil's favorite song happens to be Rectech.
Oh no, Knife Show.
Knife Show featuring Rectech and Jack Inslee. And you know, tonight I decided, Armando, we decided as a group that we would have a real talk tonight about a really, really important subject. It's kind of deep. It's kind of heavy. If you aren't into heavy shit or your kids are in the room, please remove them.
Yeah, why did you have them? It's a really it's overpopulated.
Caller, what's your name and where are you calling?
Kenny Basil.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, continue.
There's Kenny Basil's all over the world. Listen, Kenny Basil is going to be happy as fuck, dude. Keep him coming. Listen, I known Rectech for many a moon. And you know, I see him like every 3-4 months or something like this, a couple times a year, and you know, he battles with a drug, and it's something that you know, we all battle with stuff, and some of us have easier stuff to battle with. We can, you know, some of us can bury some of the stuff that we battle with more easily. It doesn't interject on our life. We can still go to work. We can still wake up. We can still answer our phone, and you know. But not all things are like that. You know, we can say, you know.
And the interesting, so Webb actually hit us up, who was on recently, and he's like, I've always wanted to do something about this, and then we're just like, oh, let's ask people that can contribute. Yeah.
And Webb, what did you? I heard this secondhand. I mean, what do you mean? You wanted?
Yeah. So we could get into a little bit of my background into this topic. Unfortunately, I'm intimately connected to it because my family has been ravaged by heroin addiction. And me personally, as a healthcare provider, I've seen just our generation pretty much become demolished by this one particular type of drug, which is just, it seems that it's not going to slow down at any time. It's just getting worse and worse, like more ODs. More hepatitis.
Just read that. So they said like pill deaths, like prescription drug deaths are down, but heroin up, right?
You know, it's so weird because we don't, like, I don't see, I mean, like,
it's cheaper, right?
Yeah, like, I don't ever see heroin. You know what I mean? Like, we, even as someone who hangs out with people who do drugs, or Armando, if we hang out with people who do drugs, I mean, like, I don't really see heroin that much.
Mondo,
like,
you don't see heroin? I find that hard.
I don't see heroin. I don't see. Maybe I'm
talking. Mondo, you see
this? I see it. Some of my friends do it. I'd be surprised, even other kids that I met, that they glorify from it. They glorify the drug. I'm like, damn, like.
How would you do that?
How do you glorify
people
that?
People love to be proud of that shit. Yeah. It's
why
ridiculous.
Would they? And you know what's interesting about it?
Well, just quickly, because Nat, is it cool if I said, like, that one thing Nat said, I was like, Nat, you want to come on the show? And
right.
He's like, yeah, just, you know, not if people are, like, acting cool for having done that or tried it once or something. Right, Nat? Something like that?
Yeah, I was like, I didn't want it to be like, because you know what, specifically what it was is you were like, yeah, we might have people call in to you, because you were like, yo, we got, like, this dude who's, like, a healthcare professional. You could come in. And then maybe we could have people call in, and I was like, yeah, I don't want people calling in being like, yo, it's just Mac White calling from Bensonhurst.
Yo, this is Kenny,
like,
Basil.
I got bundles for days. I want y'all to know, like, that, you know, because it's not, like, fun.
Nat, is that because they're, okay, I guess you, I was going to say, is that because they're fake fucks, or because it's not a good thing that you would call in and actually be happy, and say you're happy about having done?
No, you could, hey, you can be, if you do a bunch of heroin, you'll be happy you did it. I'm just saying, like, it's not cool. It's just not, it's like literal, I mean, not, it's, you know, I mean that in the most literal sense, like not cool, like, not cool.
Right, like how they used to say, like, don't talk to drug dealers, like, in a real
like
way.
Like, the Fonz, like, really is, the Fonz is cool.
Yeah, like, hey.
And, like, snorting a bundle of China White, like, actually isn't cool.
It isn't. It,
some
like,
people
isn't
think
cool.
It is cool. Like, it's actually not that cool because it keeps you from doing shit that is cool.
Speaking to a person who may or may not be an addict, listen, is it something that lasts forever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Forever, ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, in a way.
I mean, there's two. The back me up on this, but I'm looking at the healthcare professional now.
Yeah,
the way people think now is you're born an addict. And whether your drug of choice, your DOC, and not the pizza kind,
right,
is gambling or cocaine or alcohol or whatever, you're born with your brain is a certain way. The first time you do a certain thing, something clicks on in your brain, and the current way of thinking is it never clicks off.
So frontal cortical stuff. You take a drug that's strong like heroin, and your brain decides that's it. It's in there, and that's it.
The way I understand it is it's a miscommunication between your frontal lobe, which is your kind of like your human cognitive like
sure.
decision-making, and your lizard brain, quote-unquote.
Right, reptilian.
Right. So basically, you are – I mean, again, I'm not trained. This is all street – rehab fucking dope den like knowledge, but
so you're actually 100% right. What
boom,
what's going on?
Boom. Hey. The motherfucker's right, baby. On the heroin facts, baby.
What's going on mechanistically is heroin has a very interesting property in shutting down your prefrontal cortex, which is your decision making center.
That are abstract,
no really, like your ability to decide what's right and wrong,
okay,
is now obliterated.
Okay. By taking heroin, it's obliterated. You can't decide what's right and wrong, or heroin is not right or wrong. It is in you, and that's it.
Well, heroin becomes what's right and wrong.
Fair enough.
Heroin becomes your mom, your dad, your brother. It's all that matters in your life.
So
and
it
because it shuts down that area of your brain that's very, very sensitive.
So it has different effects specifically on your brain, not just like, oh, like I got into this and I'm into it. It has a different effect on your brain than other drugs you might do in your life.
Yeah, because I mean, he actually brought up a really interesting point, which is likability, which is drug likability. And there's been some genetics tests recently that there's some people that'll take a painkiller for the first time and they'll vomit right away and they'll hate it and they'll never go near it ever again. But what happens is that if you have this genetic subset and you have that likability factor, you'll have it for the first time, throw up, love it, and want it every single time thereafter.
There's a thing that you hear sometimes at AA meetings or NA meetings, and it's what's the difference between a heavy user and an addict? And it's like because people will say, oh, well, if you take someone and you take them in a van and you inject them with heroin every day for a month, aren't they an addict? Like, what's the difference between an addict and an addict, right? And what they'll say is someone who is not an addict will go on a heroin binge and be like, Jesus Christ, that like I'm so fucking sick. I'm in withdrawal. Like, you know, I'm shitting myself. I'm like fucking scratching all over. I'm all pale.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm never doing that again, right? Whereas an addict will say, holy shit, I was so fucking sick, like I'm shitting myself, I'm scratching all pale, but I bet I could do it one more time, and I'll do it right this time.
And you feel like that's and you feel like that's actually happening.
There's a voice in your head that's like, dog, you got this. Like,
yeah,
really?
Exactly.
And
I mean,
really,
I've heard my brother describe it exactly the same way, which is like, just this one time I can chip is what they call it.
Yeah, chip.
Like I could chip. Like I'll just do it once.
Chip. What is chip?
I could do it like, you know, just this week, and then next week I'm not going to do it.
A chipper is someone who uses smack but isn't an addict.
So someone
who shows up at the party but can leave the party.
So you find yourself. So you are you a chip?
I wish.
I've been trying since I was 18 to be a chip.
It's such a small minority of people that are able to handle the. Just the constellation of symptoms that come with heroin use that they're able to, like, consistently chip.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have a period where you can chip, but 9 times out of 10, that demon is just going to fucking, like, blow the door off the fucking hinges and be like, hold on, like, rig time,
yeah,
nasal time, like, whatever.
Dope users don't believe in chippers also. I mean, every time you get a room full of, like, full of like salty dope fiends, and someone comes in and is like, "I'm a chipper," they all kind of snicker. Like, it's not.
Why? Because you're not fake.
It's just it's the inevitability. You know what I mean?
Web in the healthcare setting, the ER setting. Can you when someone comes in who's on heroin and all this? Can you tell which one is which? In other words,
yeah. I mean, if somebody overdoses, either it's one of two things. I mean, and I'm making a broad generalization just to keep it, you know, for this argument, is that usually it's because they either combine, like they use a benzodiazepine at the same time and they use heroin at the same time, and that just like overloads your central nervous system to be able to breathe on its own. It's just, it's so overpowering. It's you're not even giving yourself a fighting chance. And then there's the other one who is like the, let's try this. This seems like a good idea at the time. You know, we'll roll up the dollar. Oh, I've done coke before. Why don't I try two or three lines
sure,
of this
absolutely.
And give it a shot?
Yeah, why not, right?
But their purity is very, very high, especially in Brooklyn, especially in South Brooklyn.
Oh, we get good heroin here.
You do. You get excellent heroin.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Okay.
I mean, I just know it because I give Narcan a lot at my job.
Oh, God.
So
Webb, they must love you for that, right?
Do you ever find out what heroin it is when they come in? Or
yeah,
because
they'll come in with bags of it, and I'll see the stamps. I mean, like, the whole culture.
The Nike stamp,
the culture
Chanel
is
stamp,
just, it's an amazing culture because it's branding, it's really fascinating, and Vice actually did this huge piece on it where they like chronologically collected bags over a period of time, and they were like, this is like the one thing that like throughout drug culture has remained consistent.
Yeah, you got a bag, like, on you?
I thought I would bring one, but I don't think I did.
Oh, wait, let's see. Maybe you got one.
I always thought that if an addict uses a needle. Like, let's say there's heroin, people that do use heroin and they would, you know, snort it, but then there's others that would inject it. And I feel like the ones that inject it are the ones that are, like, fucked forever.
Well, I don't know.
Dude, I've seen people that have failed rehab time after time after time just from insulfation, which is just snorting.
Yeah,
it's directly into your brain. Like, the amount of time that surpasses from, like, when your body is exposed to it to when you feel its pharmacological effects. It is immediate for intravenous use, but intranasal use is like almost near immediate.
Right,
like,
I mean,
it's only like 45, 50 seconds before you feel it.
On a lighter note, first of all, yeah, definitely. I've seen people ruin their life with just their nose. But on a lighter note, we can talk about plugging, which is always funny.
This sounds light and pillowy and fluffy already, I can tell.
No, plugging is like...
asshole stuff.
Yeah, asshole stuff.
Yeah.
I like your style.
Sounds great. Sounds awesome. Sign me up. I mean, really. I mean, like, you put, like, heroin up your asshole.
Right. You pour a couple of bags into some water, and then you put it into, like, an acetaminophen, like, an infant's acetaminophen.
Like a baster. like you put it on your turkey.
It's like an oral syringe, basically, and you shoot it up your ass. And then I guess you kind of like sit still for a while. I don't know.
But you always went via nose. I mean,
Look at my nose. I'm Jewish. I mean, I got a big nose.
So, fair enough. Yeah. But I mean, you're not putting. I mean, listen. I could tell you're not putting like a turkey baster up your ass. I mean, like,
the bioavailability is much higher than nose. That's, you know, I've had some bad dope before and been pretty desperate, and I'm not gonna.
Fair enough. And we won't disclose what that's about. But it is true, in fact, that people who don't use needles can be just as dangerously addicted.
Wow.
And maybe even more so.
Prolifically,
yeah. Because you're able to hide it. You're not one of these guys that's out.
Yeah, the two things, you don't have track marks, and also you get dope sick a little bit slower because... when you go right to your vein, the bioavailability is so high, it kicks right in and then it kicks right out. So you get dope sick more intensely, much more quicker.
You're intravenously using.
So if you're trying to be a functioning addict, as they say, it's harder if you're using needles.
And is that why you? I've heard. I don't know that. I don't know really what the score is, but I've heard RecTech, who, by the way, a longtime friend. I've known about your situation for a while. my impression is that you've never used a needle. You've never intravenously used heroin.
Terrified of needles.
Terrified of
needles. Huge baby about needles.
And you and you would never, and really, really, in the real world of Kenny Basil's gun wash, you never used a needle in your life.
I swear.
I mean, but for heroin, I mean.
I went to travel. I went traveling a couple years ago. You know, I had to get shots to get... I literally have to go in with an iPod and listen to music.
Right, I understand.
And, like,
sure.
lay down and be like, okay, I'm going to get a shot.
All sure,
right. like,
sure,
just
sure.
be cool, dude. Like,
so you really can't take intravenous heroin. I'm you just can't do
terrified
it.
Terrified of needles, dog. And I've thought
See,
about
is,
it.
This is 2014. Is that now you're talking to a person who admittedly has had difficulty with this substance that's never even seen a needle, never even used a needle for this particular.
So and I've had dope fiends be like, dog.
Why
are you even bother, dog?
Yeah,
like,
I got
a rig right here, homie.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like,
that shit hurts.
Well, it's like, first of all, you just used it, dude, and I don't know where you've been. But second of all,
they all got
like,
Hep C.
Yeah, they all got Hep C.
They all have Hep C.
They all
I work
have
in pharmaceuticals.
C.
They all have Hep
yeah.
C.
That
believe
is,
me. They
that's
all
I got a question on this real quick.
Absolutely.
So
Stroker.
You were saying before how there's like a kind of snarky relationship between the chippers and the real addicts. Is there any sort of subset between the intravenous and the intranasal?
It depends. It's I'd say it's like 50-50. 50% of people are like, you don't know
right.
what my life is like.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
because for real, you know, you get collapsed veins. There are health issues that are specific to the needle set, and that's for real. But I think that anyone that's been dealing with this bullshit for long enough, like you said, they know that you know a duck is a duck is a duck.
Yeah, exactly.
It's worth, and they know that like someone will ruin someone.
I mean,
someone will ruin their life no matter what hole they use,
right,
like whether
exactly.
they're creating it themselves,
whatever orifice it is. Well, listen, yeah. I have to say, unbelievable that we're sharing this information now. We have much, much more to talk about. We are going to
who's
see
in the room right now.
There's a
my,
lot
da-
of,
my dad. Oh, my dad and his girlfriend are in the room right now. It's really weird. Talking about heroin, my dad was asking me for weed earlier. Blah, blah, blah. I think Jeremy will hook you up. All right, listen, guys, Rectech and Webb, and of course Stroker and the one Armando, very, very much pleased to have this conversation. I want to learn more about it, and there is much more to come here on Gunwash. We are going to go to Spliffington for just a few moments, and we will be back shortly on Gunwash. I know, Rectech, you have a square wave oscillator modular synth in front of us now, so who knows what kind of sounds we'll hear. Live call-ins are 718-497-2128. You know, you can find us on gunwash.com or the one heritageradionetwork.org. We will be back shortly with the one Rectech and Webb. Coming at you, Gunwash.
Françoise Fleurier's Pinot de Charente vinegars.
Hold on, me never afraid and me walk this road. Pistol by me waist and me cocky suit. Born Babylon in a distort me shoot. Me do song for the thugs of them one dispute. One dispute, them a say fi band dispute. Me by myself bring them strongest group. And them troop, jab wipe your plan them soup. Fi money and jewelry and brand them scoop. Me gun bust loud and me gal them truth. Real bad boy in a problem dude. Me nobody in a song in a boot. If them diss me I got in a shoot. Pow, pow, pow.
No, no, it a go
Well, on from them this man I call them straight. Body does a jump so all them shake. Them the one share the food, me this arm them plate. Call them eight, this a youth start live great. My friend them a drop out, me heart it break. Any man kill a make a start mistake. Gun dip and repeat like a bad mixtape. And the bullet in a feet, come me on them straight. From them bond them fake, so me call them snakes. Snake in the grass, me a want them straight. Brawl in the morning, I call them bait. A shark and tape and the all and drip.
Yeah, it a go jet. Your this and your dead, a lot deep on your head. Yeah.
Current and kick it up. You know the dingo. Young General Equinox. Up.
In a massacre present King Tommy Equinox to the world. Grab a green.
Right there, sir. The next one.
Oh, yeah, sir. Grab a green gun and girl 4G like the internet. Up, everything connect the words. Then with the internet, make cash like with the brinks. I get the link to set me internet. My blessing, them want intercept the link to step some whimper fret. Cooler than the winter, yet them think I let them incorrect. Like number with this sink, collect you with store shot from the intertech. Interject, intersect you with sprinter, yet no linda bet. Winter make, when the gal them see me jaws up in wet. No sympathy, my bring shot it up. One, no one, the king happy, them think crappy. Yeah, him copy me style, me image them kidnappy. Bugs are still clappy. And man, we kill Daffy. Pandelian, we build choppy. When feds are come, we still clappy. Why them want to tempt me though? 21st century flow, the entry slow. But then me grow, so tell before them spell me know. Me shell the show, so send me door. My friends, me who fi help me row, fi get the door. Help me know.
Say it
to
you.
Yeah.
Oh, you want some more?
Up like the inter, up like the internet. Like the internet, up like the inter 4G, like the inter, up like the internet. And everything correct, yeah, everything correct. Like the internet, some whimper fret. The lyrical king, I make a king a step. You know the thing, go? Flow God, lyrics God. That's why me say me up like the inter up like the inter up like the inter up like the inter. A sick dig. Mad. Equinox to the world. You know that's how we smoke and vibe. See what I say? We're doing it because we love it, and we can do it every day, 5 tunes a day. You know the thing, go? Right now me up like the inter, up like the inter, up like the inter, up like the inter. Yeah, you know the thing, go, though?
Francoise Fleurier's Pinot de Charente vinegars.
I know I am the bodies. Equinox, you know, yo, Rubble. You know the thing, go? Mad movement. Well on. Bad man step with the rifle, rise and a clap. Your life or your bucket inside full of shot. Ride up on the men's bicycle stop. Be a laugh at the bicycle, high speak attack. Ribcage pop, your slide and a drop. While him a gap, me smile and a knock. Skin fry like sprat in a aisle in a pot. And your friend them afraid of your eye figure shop. Always chop fi do crime and a chat. And no cinemax and no showtime in a hack. Don't feel like a rhyme in a chat. Gun burst to the earth, see we drive in a dot. Funeral mother arrive in a block. Me arrive at the funeral 5 in a clock. Cardi Paul be a rock, I a feel lock. No boy me no afraid and no time in a back. Man, we paint the city red. Man, march out, we put a shot in a dem head. Lyrically, dem a pussy, physically, dem we dead. Want me prove it for the music, me a go murder dem instead. Well, on, when me say shoot out, show down, don't run, man, drop a dust. Man, stick a bad from both gun, one papa bust. Now, if you step it, one bag a man, back a us. Dan, da, da, man, but a man a crush them ends with the bomber plus, buckle boom. Make them scatter for scapa must, spice it like a nam the food where the rat a touch. Bone the glock a crush. Some pussy with fear, don't like snag a puss. Bad, me some man a push, don't commit bag a sus. Find a body flat a bush. I'm gonna make a saga like, so you smoke a lot of kush. Well, and then, hear me now. Dog, me hear some clown a chat. Some boy when me see out a road a hack. Tell them send me fire me own a strap. Dome a crack, people a run phone a drop. Big ball a fire net a bus goal a drop. Drive up 16 for me shoulder top. Then me do them a play the Corolla stop. Boom, 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 and a door a knock. All them big pussy gal where your horror drop. Beside of them, then they pan the floor a gap. They make me get dark like 4 o'clock. So me can them pussy and a fold me shot. Them a fairy tale bad man Goldilocks. Me chigga figure energetic, it don't relax. Pass the lighter, show the gas. Execution style, them know me frost. Then, me be paint the city. And me be paint the city. And me be paint the city red. And then me, cause we be paint the city. And man be paint the city. And put a shot in a dem head. Well on then, come and we paint the city. We be paint the city. Come and we paint the city red. Boy, you fi dead. I coulda one shot in a the clip. Me bossy clock head up, but it a fi flick. See me down deep, your rusty matic stick. 357 head boss and at the split.
Okay, hey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Up.
Hello.
Up.
That is dreadlocks up in all the streets. Them Babylon, them cannot keep them feet.
Yeah, we go smoke until you first. Yeah, we go smoke until you first. Yeah, we go smoke until you first. Yeah, we gon' smoke until we first. Me smoke by the river, and all out the road. As me wake in the morning, me a forget the chalice load. So me smoke every day, and me can't stop. As me get me pay, me gone at the weed shop. Bobby, we gon' smoke until we first.
Okay.
We go smoke on TV first.
Yeah.
We go smoke on TV first.
Something is like
Jack Inslee.
Yeah, I'm here.
That's my dude right there. He's one of my best friends.
I'm here.
I asked for a lot of things for Christmas, but really the only thing I want is for Jack Inslee in my life.
He doesn't believe me.
I don't believe you.
You believe me.
Yep.
You believe me.
I believe you.
Are you in my life? Are you in my life?
Yeah, I'm in your life.
Are you in my life?
I hope so.
Yo, Dad, you want to say something real quick? Hold up. Nah, come on, say one thing. Just say...
Come on, Hal.
Yo, just say, yo, this is Hal Ginsberg, and I'm listening to Gunwash. Say it into Armando's mic. Be like, yo, this is Hal. Say, this is Hal Ginsberg, I'm listening to Gunwash.
This is Hal Ginsberg, I'm listening to Gunwash, and my son, Aaron, is... He's the main man.
Yay!
Whoa,
yo,
wow.
I'm gonna trip out right now. Whoa. Baby. Boom. Say whatever you want. This is a strange day for me, Jack. My dad came to eat at Roberta's for the first time.
And you took your shirt off.
I took my shirt off. He copped Bud from a pal, and it's
wow.
Yeah, I ain't gonna like really say where he at.
Hey, this is Kenny Basil, and I'm Aaron's dad.
All right. Well. Listen, for all of you who are listening and don't know what was going on in the first segment, we do have the one rec technician, longtime friend of, as a matter of fact, it's the guy who built the studio that we're sitting in right now.
With his own hands and feet.
That is right. And as we were touching on earlier with our pal Webb and rec tech, heroin is very dangerous.
Very.
It's very, very dangerous, and there's a lot of ways you can do it. Now, I saw you guys building in the second. Mondo.
Is it getting around?
Mondo.
Is it all spilled out?
Woo, yeah.
Is it coming back?
Mondo.
Is it mental?
Fundamental.
Mondo, Mondo.
Is it big on pace?
I can, I want to thank Rec for his bravery.
Yeah, in a real way.
Because...
In a real way.
Me, I could say... I struggled with addiction in the past. Yeah, that's a lot of class for Rec.
I mean, really. In a real way.
I suffered from addiction in the past, Rec, and, like, I couldn't even, like, talk. You know, properly after about anything, you know, and I even going to like AA and NA meetings and stuff, and like just to even see yourself, you're seeing yourself from like third person when you talk about stuff like
that's
that.
That's true.
You're like an elder statesman of heroin. It's, you know, really crazy. Yeah,
when you see in yourself in like that third person, though, do you actually like think about it, or that whole, you know, what you mentioned earlier about the decision making? When you see yourself in third person, though, you actually, like, consider...
You mean, like, when I'm making, like, a shitty decision? Or
yeah.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I think anyone does. I think anyone... That's kind of the... That's why being addicted to something is so shitty is... I mean, even if 99... Even if you're so far gone that 99% of you is, like... This is the move. Like, this is totally the right thing to do. Like, there's always that 1% of you that's like, dude, you fucking retard. Like,
yeah.
You know. Like, you know what I mean?
A lot of my friends...
And usually it's more than 1%. Is that's the problem. I mean, usually it's like fucking... You know, it's like... I can't think of an analogous movie, but fucking, you know, where someone's...
Not Spring Breakers.
Melodramatic. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's just like Spring Breakers. The Lego movie. It's just like the Lego movie.
Yeah, everything is awesome. Like, yeah,
thank you.
Wow.
Word. Yeah, that's that song. I'm glad. Anyway, no, it's like...
I work at a creative firm, so we have, like, inside jokes and shit.
Okay. But, yeah, it's like... when someone's getting controlled by something and they're like, you know, they know they're being controlled and they're like, oh no, I'm doing this thing I don't want to do, but I mean it's like, you know, there's a certain percentage of you that's aware of how stupid you are
even when you're functional.
I mean,
especially when you're functional. When you're on a bender, you know, you kind of lose that. That's why it's a bender. You kind of lose most of that part of yourself, and you're just kind of focused on getting fucked up. And usually, if it's a bender, you've got external stimulants to help you, whether it's, like, friends that aren't your friends, or, like, girls that have their shirts off that are also doing drugs, or, like, fucking a guy in a Santa suit with, like, a bag full of dope.
Interesting.
Who's like, you know, Rectech, keep doing these drugs.
Keep doing heroin.
I'm just like,
Rectech.
Where did you come from, Santa? Like, how did this happen? Usually on a bender, you've got an external stimulus. Like, you just won the fucking scratch off or fucking whatever, you know?
Guys ever come into the ER with scratch off tickets in their
Santa
pockets?
Suit and
dude, you'd be
off?
Amazed at what people try to pawn for drugs. It's really amazing. People come in with like a garbage bag full of like old magazines, newspapers.
Yeah, listen,
and they'll think that like, yo, no, you can't take these away from me.
Yeah, I got a modular synth.
I got a buyer for these.
Like coming to the hospital with a bag of People magazine or whatever,
pile of Duxworth shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like,
yeah, yo,
it's
I got like, the Duxworth blanket with
yeah,
the skiing
exactly.
on it.
Exactly. It's like, you can't take this from me because when I leave the hospital, I'm going to be able to use this to buy drugs. Right?
But I mean, what I was saying before and like why opiate addiction is it's just the plague that it is that he and other people that have this problem just don't have like the natural like feel good chemicals that you do sitting here chair. They've lost them.
I'm sorry to hear that, dude. Like,
yo,
I
not to interject too much, but let's
interject.
Wreck. Let's not use my Christian, my government name.
Oh, okay, wreck.
Fair enough.
I gotta put another edit marker in.
Yeah,
Jesus,
sorry, dog.
Yo,
sorry, dog.
I gotta say, I'm tired of the edit stuff. Just can you please give
yo,
me
yo, I'm looking
sheet?
For a job. I need a job really bad.
Listen,
like, for real. This
listen,
is not
hey,
helping.
I, don't even worry about it. I got you. I'm gonna take care of everything. Don't
yeah,
worry.
Hey, so.
This is Max.
Hey, Max, what do you got to say to Rectech and Web?
Hey, this is Max Boda.
What's up?
Yeah, Max Boda, we know. You're
what's
the
up,
fucking
Max?
Only person that calls ever. Hey, what's up?
Just wanted to say it's a good show.
Ooh.
Oh, that's bad.
I got a question
oh, Jesus.
For the caller. Hey, Max, have you ever done heroin?
Yeah, no, he hasn't. And that's exactly what we don't want, is people calling up pretending that heroin is not a big deal, because it is a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal.
And
one of my
friends,
best friends died from it last year. And
I mean,
like one yep.
in a real way, he really did. I mean, sadness. I mean, really.
And this is coming from that came from a person that, like, used to always shit on me for, like, smoking weed.
He's the
weed.
Man would rather
right.
listen to their voices.
He's the man.
Inside.
May he rest in peace. And
he's
sad we are, of course, about this. But listen, people make decisions in their lives. And you decide, okay, listen, I'll have drinks tonight. Or listen, I'll smoke weed tonight. Or listen, I'll have sex with some girl, woman tonight that without a condom and da-da-da-da. But some people in that night are deciding to do heroin, and it just so happens that that thing is stronger than the other stuff, and it's unfair.
Or they do heroin in the morning, because
I
seen
mean,
sometimes
I
when
that's
I walk...
That's the best time to do
the wake
it.
Up.
Yeah, I was going to say, that probably feels great.
Gotta have the wake
best
up.
Time
I would imagine
it.
That feels awesome.
Rick, do you mind sharing how and why you like tried it?
Please.
I don't want... Yeah, okay, I don't want to... This is another New York institution. I'm going to try to not implicate them. there was a...
A spot.
There was a... yo, by the way, if you have any of those knife show rhythms, I got them on my phone. That would be...
By
like,
the way, if you got any of those Chanel heroin bags,
happy.
Let me know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if, you,
yeah,
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 if you're
yeah,
holding...
Yeah.
If you're holding...
If you're holding the fucking Nike heroin bags.
No, but that would
know.
Be more exciting than I jam would just kind of make... You know, it's a little deep. All right, so I used to...
Nozzle tape.
This is pre-nozzle tape. I'd never met Aaron.
No, what
before.
I'm saying is play some nozzle tape music because
oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Rectech, basically.
But anyway, so okay, so I had a friend who was a girl. We were like friends, and then we had some friends, and they were, okay. So the friend that was a girl was living at this place, and it was like a studio slash venue slash apartment
slash thing. Not a place you should live.
Right. It was like basically. It was like three or four apartments, right. And it was like this minimal techno kind of place. Like
very bad.
Now I fucking hate minimal techno. Like fucking hate it. Yeah. But the thing is, there were always cute girls here, always free drugs at this place. The trade off was
you never got free drugs.
The trade off was you had to listen to minimal techno all the time. But there were like all these cute girls and free drugs. So I would hang out there with my friend who was a girl who lived there. And then one day, like, there was just some heroin and we were all like, let's do heroin. And I was like, okay, that seems like a really wise decision that'll really positively affect the rest of my life as a developing adult. Yeah. And so, and then that sort of, that crew just did, I just spent a whole summer doing a lot of smack and a lot of ketamine. And ketamine, I have no hard feelings on. Ketamine, I still love.
We're all good on ketamine.
Yeah, ketamine's great.
Horse tranquilizers and shit?
Yeah, it's not horse tranquilizers. That's a misconception.
It's a misconception.
It is funny, though, that you have, like, one individual that you can pinpoint, like, where.
No. But I would never. No. It's not one individual. Because,
like, when I've asked people about this, they, like, I would have nine times out of ten, like, can pin. No, they've made that decision independently. I'm not saying
you're
that.
The one individual.
It wasn't like influenced. Like, they weren't correct. Like peer pressure, but they can all pinpoint like where the source was.
But that's true of anything. I mean, that's true of like pasta.
Jazz music,
right? That's true of like pasta amatriciana. Like, oh, I have a friend that likes Italian food, and like I feel like some people get too hung up on like. Not that you're doing this, but I'm saying some people like who are addicts can get too hung up on like, oh, if I had never hung out with Joey, like
yeah,
Joey
one,
was
that
a,
one night.
Joey was always such a bad influence on me. It's like, no, dog. It's your. I mean, if I hadn't hung out, it's like Kenny knows. Kenny Basil knows. If I hadn't hung out with these girls over here, I would have hung out with these girls over there and then I'm doing smack a year later or 6 months later. I mean, it's like...
It was you who did smack.
It was me, yeah.
It was
exactly.
You who did smack.
Right.
I've been in places that I filmed kids, shooting up. And they were like, don't put my face in this. Don't put my face in this. I was like, nah, I'm not putting your face in it.
You already lost everything.
Yeah, but I would imagine why they would feel the shame if they're like doing something and still, they're still like focused on it, but they're... Be concerned with something else.
I bet you they're not even. If they're about to shoot up, they're not worrying about being ashamed. They just don't want to get caught up later on.
Mm.
Well, if you've got like a syringe full of dope in your hand, you're not worried about it.
Oh my god! Imagine how lucky you are to
exactly.
be
you
a
feel
pothead. To only be addicted to beer and pot when people
it's low maintenance.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, this is the other thing that we didn't even touch on this at all, which is kind of crazy.
Touch everything.
Like, the reason why heroin is so bad is because it makes you fucking sick when you don't have it.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
It makes you so fucking miserable when you don't have it that, like, nothing else in the world matters.
What is the sickness
to the extent
like, Matt?
That
what
you
is
can't
like,
even...
Wreck? What is the sickness like? I mean, if you could describe it.
The funniest thing in the world is when... And this is something that across the board all junkies think is funny is if you read medical literature or if you go to a rehab or something and they'll say like extreme discomfort often right. marked symptom flu-like symptoms.
Flu.
Like, nah. It's not flu-like symptoms.
Not like the flu.
Nah, it's I don't know.
Apocalyptic.
I don't know if you've ever had a flu where you shit yourself and then tried to kill your fucking grandma for so it would stop. Like that's
fair
not
enough.
What the flu is like. No, it's just, it's a lot, you know what a lot of it is? It's like, okay, if you watch a scary movie or you play a Japanese, like, survival horror video game, right?
Yeah,
like
Battle Royale type thing?
Yeah, like Battle Royale or Resident Evil or whatever the fuck, like, Last of Us, that's a really good game to just play.
Out to Last of Us.
Bing bong. Bong.
yeah, word.
It, like, the dread of the onset of the event is part of the shittiness of the event itself. Like, if you're broke... And you've been on a bender, and you've got no Suboxone or Methadone or whatever, and you've got nothing. And you know that in about 12 hours, you're going to feel like fucking death. That's part of it. Like, that's part of the shittiness of it, is knowing that impending inertia towards, like, shittiness.
Because it's in the mail.
It's in the mail, yeah. It's in the mail. And it's like, not just the mail.
There's nothing that you could physically do.
You can track it online.
Nothing you could possibly do that's going to stop it.
What's in the mail?
The sickness. The sickness is in the mail.
It's in the mail.
The mistakes that you made yesterday, the day before, the week before, the month before. Like, you're now going to deal with the repercussions of that in the next 12 hours.
And that's a really good point, is you can sit there.
Because you can watch it. And you see, because you can actually time it in your body. Like, if you insulfate, if you snort heroin, it's around 12 hours. If you shoot heroin, it's around 6 hours. Mm-hmm. If you booty bump it, whatever the fuck you want to call it, it's probably around 6, 7, 8 hours.
It's around 8 hours.
So you can, like, watch it, and you're, like, watching the countdown clock of when you are going to feel the most, like, profound craving / agony of your life.
And he makes a really good point, which is not only is it looking forward to when the shit is gonna hit the fan, it's looking backward to, like, you know, let's say, okay, you were, like, doing good, and then you, like, got high for 2 days, and that, like, you're not gonna get that sick. But if you know, if you can look back and remember how much dope you did, or, like, you did really good dope or whatever, like, that feeds into the anxiety,
right?
Because, you know, like, you know, as good as you felt, you got to pay the piper to dance, right?
Sure.
It's as good as you felt previously is going to be inverted into horror times 10. And if you remember that you felt good at all, that translates into fear for what's coming towards you. And so he's totally right. Like, thinking about what happened in the past is part of it too.
I think a question, and I think it's sort of for both of you, but mostly for Rec. I mean, can Suboxone and other inhibitors, can they get rid of this, or does it really last forever? Rec?
Suboxone's a great tool.
It's a great tool.
Way better than methadone. We were just talking about way better than methadone.
Methadone's kind of like heroin.
It's the fucking devil. Methadone's worse than heroin.
Okay.
I mean, like, just to interject, I've had more, like, horrifying, irrevocable, like, comatose overdoses on methadone than I've had on heroin.
So it's even
worse.
Like,
people that are just so refractory to Narcan, like, I will give them 2, 4, 6, 8 milligrams of Narcan, and
it's
the reversal agent for what, like, that's the opiate antagonist that, like, makes you breathe again.
Yeah, okay. It kicks the heroin out of your brain.
Fair
basically.
Enough, yes.
So, like, to be giving somebody 6 milligrams of Narcan is just like, what the fuck? Fuck.
Oh, so yeah. That's a high dose.
It's like toxic to give that much to somebody.
Yeah.
So and they still wouldn't wake up because they're like we were talking about before off air is that there's some people that are on 160, 200 milligrams of methadone and no matter how much Narcan you give them, like, they're going to keep falling asleep and keep arresting.
It's all about how well it sticks to your receptors, and methadone is sticky as fuck.
Right.
And the thing is, the reason is, you know, back in the day they were like, "Oh, well, we've got this heroin problem. People are stealing shit to get heroin. How do we fix it? Like, let's just invent a legal drug and get them really fucked up."
Right.
And exactly. They didn't think about, like, what's going to happen when they do that.
I mean, the thing is, like, chemically what's going on with the methadone is that you get additive effect, whereas with heroin, the half-life and the metabolism is very, like, it's relatively short. But what goes on with methadone and why people overdose on it and why you can't revive them on it is that, like, if you have person A that takes it, like, 180 milligrams that they're prescribed, and then they take the second dose, which is, it's like Monday through Friday where they're prescribed the same amount, you're just adding, you're stacking all of this medication on top of each other. So it's not actually 180 milligrams. It's really like 300 400,
lots
575 milligrams.
Crazy.
Like, because it's still hanging around in your body, and that's why people...
How come other users are sell Suboxone to, like, other users?
Because they need that shit so they don't shit themselves and, like, go do crazy shit or do...
All right, like, Nat was saying that Suboxone is a great tool, and I'm not ever going to knock Suboxone. It saved countless of my friends' lives. My only argument against Suboxone is that... it ends up becoming like a parachute or like a lifeline for people. So they end up using, and if they can't use, then, oh, no harm, no foul, I have Suboxone.
No disagreement here. That's absolutely true. But the problem is, I mean, that's going to be true of any tool that works well with people that want to quit. You know what I mean?
People sell those.
I'm just like, can't you just, like, smoke weed or something? But no,
but
there's no way. Like,
my friend that does heroin, every time I always tell him, come on, man, chill out with that shit, right?
Yeah,
Smoke a joint with me, right? And then we smoke a joint, and then they get really, really high.
Like, they want to do heroin really bad?
And they look like they're, like, falling asleep just off, like, that two pulls from that joint.
As we and I hate to do this, but as we come to the bottom of the show,
we got another few though.
I understand, but question for both of you, Rectech, is there an end and can you live? And Web, and of course you can answer in whatever order you'd like. Web, is there a way
Blitzer.
To help? In a way that's real, that will actually make them stop doing drugs, or is it kind of like in triage?
Dude, my heart fucking breaks. Like, I mean, on a consistent, daily, day to day basis, because in terms of like addiction treatment for opiates, we really don't have a good 100% answer for people, and that's why rehabilitation fails all the time. It's why outpatient maintenance therapy fails, like methadone and Suboxone. Since people have this tickle, which you cannot erase, which is just like it's unforgettable. I've had so many people describe this feeling to me, like where there's like almost tears coming down their face for how good that feeling initially felt.
Oof.
That they can't forget it. Like no matter how hard they try, no matter how much their parents loved them, no how much like.
It has no power, no bearing
because of how good that initial feeling felt. And I mean, once we figure out a way, I mean, there are some solutions that are really, really interesting on the horizon. Ibogaine is a really, really interesting solution.
Yeah, but you got to trip out to do that though, right? You got to go to Africa. I mean,
it has a really interesting theoretical mechanism behind it, because you're like going at the opiate root, like the receptor root. I mean, you have 43 meters of intestine that are lined with opiate receptors. And the interesting thing about Ibogaine is that it obliterates the majority of those receptors in 3/4 the amount of time. I mean, it's an amazing
science. Put this on the record. I'm down. I mean,
I'll
go.
Whatever. Is there anything that'll keep me from doing heroin?
Yo, if y'all want to go to Mexico,
just
do
off the strength. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rectech.
Gun wash Ibogaine trip.
We have a second album coming for the summer, that's so right. We can do
that's
that.
That's what we'll do. Yeah.
Yo, can I?
Vagina Princess.
Yo, exactly. And you actually had it.
Yo,
Mondo, what?
You might not really like listen to me, but like I never want you to do that shit again.
Yo, word up. Word is bond. Yo, no, seriously. Come on. Like Rectech. We're getting close to the end and we don't get to see you very often, but really, 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 is there an end or is there never an end? In a real way. Come on, man.
Like, chill out, Poppy.
There's never an end.
I will
tell you this though. It's not for me, it's not about, like, I know a lot of people that it's that about that like initial high and like the majesty of it, and they can't get over it. I didn't really have like a sort of like birthing experience like that. Like it just became a tool to manage like a difficult,
yeah,
like, you know, just difficulties, you
right
know? Like I'm not saying like I'm an empire baby, you know, I have nothing to complain about,
right.
So but that being said, you know, it's like things are easier when you have a crutch, and that's always been what's appealing about it, and, you know. And but then that being said, there's also like good times when I was like hanging out with like girls and like getting fucked up, and like there were no consequences. But like ultimately, that's not what makes it difficult to stop, you know.
You know, Rec, there's nothing we can say to people who may want to use, because if they want to use, they're gonna use.
Yeah, and that's really true, and that's something that's why like all the anti-drug stuff is so ass backwards.
Is there anything? And no comment, but I mean, you've been in this for a little bit, and you can certainly comment on it. But for people, because really the important thing is the kids, people, adults, whatever, they've already used and they're in the world. For someone who's seasoned, what can you say to these maybe younger people who've already gotten into it? Because if there's something you could say to tell people,
it doesn't
not
get
do
better,
heroin.
It gets worse. It gets fucking worse. The longer your period of use is, the longer the amount of times that you've used, the longer of duration of uninterrupted use that goes on in your life, it will get worse and it will get harder and harder to quit.
Forever.
Yeah, and honestly, the sad thing, but I think the, you know, absolutely true thing is there's, you can't say shit to someone who's,
right.
I mean, you just can't say anything.
Yeah, you can't say anything. Try not.
I mean, you can to show that you give a shit and that helps, but ultimately, you know,
death trap. Quicksand.
There's not much you can really say to someone, you know, it's, I don't know.
Well, listen, we, Mondo, I know we're very always...
the one thing we didn't get to touch on that I kind of wanted to, I wish we had a little bit more time.
Dealers,
is like,
we didn't talk about dealers.
Exactly, oh, yeah, right. That's like...
Well, we could do part two unless...
I mean, but just quickly, the dough
boy.
And I know this because, like,
the
dough
boy.
Nat's like, you're my best friend. I live with this guy for a while, and I, like, the behavior of these dealers, I really don't know how they sleep at night. It's...
Well, they sleep at night because...
It's incredible.
They didn't have any other way of making money.
They are peddling the one thing that is absolutely guaranteed to fly off the fucking shelves every single
but
fucking day.
But they're not
day.
Just saying, like, it's better here if you want it. They're, like, going out and finding you and, like, pushing people.
Yeah, no, because I've shown Jack texts I get from old dealers that I'm trying to be sober. And
they're like,
that's
do
what he's
it.
Talking about.
Are they like, do it?
Essentially.
Yo, but I just got this shipment from Russia and this shit's so ferocious.
It's yellow and bloody blah.
Nat!
Yeah, yo, I can literally...
Nat!
Yeah.
Why don't you change your fucking number?
Yeah, word the fuck up,
know,
dude.
Come on.
If that's coming from the one slipping
No, come on,
town.
Nothing. Change your number, man.
I got,
yeah,
I literally...
Man, that's the one slipping
It's
no, you
pretty fucking easy.
Number. You can't change your number because
yes,
you don't...
Yes, you can. Go change your number
no,
and then text
can't.
The motherfuckers
I got text,
who need
I got
to know
text,
it.
No, no, look, look at this right here. Right, you see all these yellows?
That's all yellow heroin.
Yo,
right
sleep is number 9. Raw dope. The best is back, baby. Pure raw fire.
You still get those
sleep
texts?
Coming in number 9.
Nat, did change
you
know, your fucking number.
You can't even
you
fucking make this up,
hey,
dude.
Hey,
they are the biggest creeps on the fucking planet,
hey,
dude.
Nat, you
sounds
know,
like a Migos mixtape.
You
want
to know? You wanna
I think it sounds like you don't actually want to change your
Jenny
number.
Jenny Basil saying, "I do heroin, and it's really cool to do."
You want
to
know? You want to know when I get a text from a weed guy who like hasn't hit me up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's the text is like, hey, it's blah blah. Hit me up if you need me.
Yeah, you know, hey, like, if you get around to it,
yeah,
you know I'll be around.
Hit me up if you need me.
You'll like, be at Roberto's.
Yo, sick number 9 coming at you straight from the fucking
baby.
Blah. Yo, baby, I'm out here ready to go, baby.
You know this is straight for you.
This is for you. This is for you. You. Well,
yo, but I've had
20 texts later.
Let's just give. I mean, Rutek, a round of applause.
Number 5.
A round of applause for receiving texts like that and not... Like, there's not one response. There's not one
boom,
response.
Baby,
not
boom,
one
boom,
response.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oscillators, come on. Seriously, it says a lot, especially if you're, like, you're surrounded by it and people are reaching out to you and trying to pull you back into it all the time. It's I could not imagine how fucking difficult that
the
is.
The funniest part is they say some really homosexual shit, too. They'll be
well,
like, they'll be like, dog, we need each other.
Like,
I swear to God, I've gotten that text more
Yo,
than
this
once.
This is a family.
Yeah. We well, need each other, dog.
Well, incredible... disclosure information from our friend Rectech, and of course we always want to keep up and find out what's going on
change
with him as
number,
he's, yeah change your number asshole. and of course Webb, thank you again, and Stroker for coming in and touching on the subject with us. It's very important to us as we have close friends that are in this world. Armando, excellent points. And there will be a part 2 and part 3.
You know, though, we sit here and we try to do a serious show, and then Aaron's got no shirt on, and he's with his dad and his dad's girl.
But that's good. That's
well,
good.
That's
it's awesome.
That's
man.
Where
it's
we.
The,
I
this
want
is the Christmas episode.
Yeah,
you
want,
break it
I
up.
Listen,
you gotta
I listen.
Break up
I want exactly. I want Rectech to
see you without your shirt on.
Yeah,
so does Rectech. But we're a family.
Yeah, I know.
We
yeah, we're a family,
we
and
need
I'm not.
Each other.
We
I'm
need
not,
each other.
I'm trying to sell you love, not a yellow
Yo,
China
buying.
9 white Russia.
I'm buying
hit.
A bundle of love, shirtless love,
right, and that's excellent. And listen, for all you gun washers who are listening, you know you can find us every Thursday, and we're not on heroin, but. We're trying to work it. We're working through
heroin
here.
Radio network.
Heroin radio
wow.
network. We're trying to not get you to do heroin and understand that it's dangerous, but also understand that the people that come on the show that maybe have used are people in our lives, and we need to understand that they're not rejects in society, but they actually have problems. And I don't know if that really sounded that good. I mean, no, listen, you're great. No, listen, this is real. This is a real thing. This is someone that I care about greatly.
Yeah,
and
man.
He's not some. He's not.
Dude, everybody is fucking repairable. That's the whole moral of the story.
Rec
I came
tech's
on.
Not really repairable.
I came on here because my life has been rattled by this. I mean, my family is destroyed by it, unfortunately. But guess what? It's 2014.
Boom.
Everybody's clean.
Boom.
And guess what? Everybody's going to wake up tomorrow.
Boom. And that's a beautiful message from the one Web. Listen.
Thank you, Web.
Thank you, Web. Thank you, RecTech. Thank you, Stroker. Thank you, Production. And my dad is here with his pal June and Hal and Jack Inslee and Odetta and the one Splivington. Please pull up music. Thank you very much, baby. Coming back next week.
Out to Katie Garside.
Yeah. About 1 million, one vice, one already man. But me not care, you know. Blood clots, dear, they must be, yo. My clot, them not rate me. True, them know my blood clot, gun, them weighty. But this thing. Come! What? You know, me not good at talking, you know. Me do that when me do. Murder on a pussy clot. Little boy. Stay in a your fish lane, no cross over. You go on till you little life. 1 million, one vice, one already behind it. But me not care, you know. Them blood clots, stay there. Must be, yo. My clot, them not rate me. True, them know my blood clot. Gun, them weighty. But this thing. Come. What? You know me not good at talking, you know. Me do that when me do. Murder on a pussy clot. Little boy. Stay in a your fish lane, no cross over. You go on till your little life last for ya. So you cool, you're not even a Coca-Cola. You a baby, go buckle up in a stroller. Stay in a your fish lane, no cross over. For your badness and makeup, not the nola. You're not gangsta, you're just a little die soldier. Yeah, go buckle up in a your stroller. You can't this killer, no try this footer. You no bad like Hadiji and no slipper. Pussy me, we bury your dog in a one of them. Beat your shot poison, you like when you do turn up nice liquor. K-clap on your drop like mosquito. Bone white like Aki without black pepper. I'm mad ross if me see you in the street. And if you drop a hell boy, Hadi them a beat you. Stay in your fish lane, no cross over. You go on till your little life last for ya. So you cool, you're not evil, a Coca-Cola. You a baby, go buckle up in a stroller. Stay in your fish lane, no cross over. For your badness and me. You're not gangsta, you're just a little die soldier. Yeah, because buckle up in your stroke.
When bad man drop a jail, man have a comfortable. I was the shadow man, one in every shade. Let me give him one out of my spinners. He run up and down one if he war with the killers. You mean both our hands are comfortable. When bad man drop a jail, man have a comfortable. I was the shadow man, one in every shade. Let me give him one out of my spinners. He run up and down one if he war with the killers. Never tap flip till him flop like a slippers. Shot him a back, me kick him with me kickers. Look what the fish a do for bread. Skull crack up like a egg. Shoot a piece and got your bed. Pussy them you want the whole place as a killers. Killers. Say anybody this a dead. Dead. You must see headlamp or a flashlight. We not ask question. We not shrub boy life. Can this see teach a bright? You're too bright. Can this a DJ bright? You're too bright. Bumbo well, you're not like the killer. Better watch how you talk to the gun Godzilla. Can this see general bright? You're too bright. Can this see general bright? You're too bright. If you are try look at I visit the future right. If you know what you say, what you sing, what you write. I shoot, we shoot boy. We not beat and brutalize. In a real life, you're not bad life. Food the eye. Little fish in a dirty water. Black eyes brat. You can't answer that fucking coward. And you want this monkey killer. I'm God. And you must see why your whole family dead like flowers. Powers. You must see headlamp or a flashlight. We not ask us to be a shrub boy life. Can this see teacher bright? You're too bright. Can this a DJ bright? You're too bright. Bumbo well, you're not bad like the killer. Better watch how you dey talk to the gun Godzilla. Can this see general bright? You're too bright. Can this see general bright? You're too bright.
Hey. Them don't know about gangsta life. Them just want bad.
Watch the news, read the newspaper. The street smart and move safer. Your bad a straight and a loose acre. This a the gangsta life, Jamaica. 4-4 gangsta dead quick. So we no practice, we run for we look. The real clubs, them no sweats. When a poor or rich, loyalty a for we long bitch.
Them no know about gangsta life. Them just want bad.
Real gangsta.
watch the news, read the newspaper. The street smart and move safer. Nobody stray up and a loose acre. This are the gangster life, Jamaica. Four gangster dead quick. So we no practice, we run for we live. Real dogs, them no sweat. When a poor or rich, loyalty for we language. Tell them say four gangster dead quick. So we no practice, we run for we live. Real dogs, them no sweat. When a poor or rich, loyalty for we language. Mother. Me listen when me mind tell me. Me no pick up the phone when them a bell me. No take no style in them can't tell me. After me no gas station them can't shell me. Me no say love me never take selfie. But from me come out and me mother make entry. Real talks no bad mind no envy. Plus me no boy can't send fee. But four gangster dead quick. So we no practice we run for we live. Real talks them no sweat whether poor or rich. Loyalty a fee we language. Tell them say me. Father God, I am a lonely sinner. Take the case and give me the pillar. All me want to do is hunt me dinner. And a bag of mix up, them a mix me inner. People who know see me dying trial. Me open them a press redial. Me a try to keep calm and cool, but if them make me head ship, somebody do big white flick. Somebody do big white flick. Somebody do big white flick. Father God, I am a lonely sinner. Take the case and give me the pillar. All me want to do is hunt me dinner. And a bag of mix up, them a mix me inner. People who know see me dying trial. Me come up and them a press redial. Me a try to keep calm and cool, but if them make me head ship, somebody do big white flick. Somebody do big white flick. Somebody do big white flick. I could have one of them chat him out there with lovely. Chip, somebody do big white flick. Somebody do big white flick. Somebody do big white flick. Somebody better warn them quick. Hey, mama, you will have done so I gear up now. If me talk, you will tear up now. A long time, them a try off for me. Them a take it too far, them a play rough now. The bulldog, them a beg me say please. Send the others now with beans. This thing them planting a grown like green. Yeah. Ready to rise up like trees.
Embarrass themselves for our sources and take the loses. Them don't know say badness and not the movies.
Yellow.
I want to name chance and some nonsense. Bullet made them jump on one fence. But, hey, boy, could I walk with half dozen lines? Tell a boy everybody in a real time. This we 8:45 and dead 8:45. What conscience?
Joe, embarrass themselves for what sources and take the loses.
Them don't know say badness and not the movies.
Yellow.
I want to name chance and some nonsense. Bullet made them jump on one fence. But, hey, boy, could I walk with half dozen lines? Tell a boy everybody in a real time. This we 8:45 and dead 8:45. What conscience of fears already checked? Where the Guinness buckle from KSWS? You get a Guinness buckle from KSWS. You get the Guinness buckle from KSWS. Bow down something and them do your summer quick. Shit! I must see line phone check. Pussy! I must see line phone check. Pussy, well, I must see line phone check. Bow down something and them do your summer quick. Hey! Corey this yo. Mosquito this yo. Jealous, give your brother a piece of tissue. Good book, I make them gyal a clean me like a whistle. Talk me mind, I me no care where the issue. Basketball, them me talk, I me no care. Conscience, them no hotter than when me swear. But brand new, you want the batty boy for the year. A shit ball, that style, you are real. Conscience, your face straight. Where the Guinness buckle from KSWS? You get a Guinness buckle from KSWS. You get the Guinness buckle from KSWS. Bow down, stop me, and them do your summer quest.